And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And this very special Christmas edition of Friday morning scatter shooting is brought to us by Holt Dodge. Find them at HoltDodge.com.
Steve Holt!
Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to the three wise men after they left the manger.
What were their names? Balthazar and Malachar and Steve. Excelsior and
Steve.
Malik.
By the way, we don't know there were three wise men. That's also a thing that we do. We've pegged it at three because there were three different types of gifts. So we just say there were three wise men. And they didn't even come to visit Jesus until he was like two.
But then what happened to them after they visited?
They went back.
To where?
To the east.
The Big East?
Yes, the Big East. That was their conference.
Are you like me thinking that Christmas starts earlier and earlier every year? For example, those Christmas decorations downstairs in our lobby, those are for next year.
Wow. That is early.
Gosh.
All right, just to clear up a couple of things, P1 Chuck writes, "So you see, Mr. Tarkenton, there's this radio station in Dallas called The Ticket." You see, Chuck is confused, as he says he thinks he's doing his P1 duty by telling a Fran about The Ticket.
Oh, my goodness! Two groaners already.
And another P1 tweets telling me, "I got one for doing 55 and a 45, which was okay because I was really doing about 60, and the officer was nice. He thought it was tell the ticket about your ticket month."
Dang.
NFL Magazine this month chose Peyton Manning as their league MVP this season, despite the fact that he hasn't taken a snap. The LA Times did a reader poll this week, and 60% agreed with NFL Magazine's choice that Manning should be the MVP. I guess it's a good argument. What would the 0-13 Colts be with him?
Right.
And can one guy's absence cause that kind of a free fall anywhere else?
No.
I think if Brady misses the entire season, they don't go 0-13.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he's the MVP.
New ESPN documentary on Todd Marinovich is supposed to be great. I haven't seen it yet.
I neither.
Marinovich, the former USC and Raiders quarterback who was groomed from the cradle by his father to be a robo-quarterback, but whose life came crashing down in the world of drug addiction. He says he's sober now and has been for 3 years. He's found his solace as an artist. He's been painting and sculpting nonstop during those 3 years. Cheap move of the week. Now former Pitt coach Todd Graham accepted the head coaching job at Arizona State, and Graham informed his team that he was leaving them. He told them by email. Couldn't even stand up in front of his team in the locker room and tell them that he was leaving
them. That's okay. It's just more efficient. People can read it in there at their own time, at their leisure.
Add another name to the long list of college coaches who just up and leave overnight without any notice, but God forbid a college player decides that he wants to play somewhere else and try to switch schools, then he's got to go through hell. We had a record set in the sports memorabilia world, the most ever paid for an athlete's championship ring. Dr. J's 1974 ABA championship ring brought $460,000 during an auction in California last week.
What's that doing out there?
Yeah.
He auctioned off his 83 Sixers ring, an MVP trophy, his 76 ABA ring. Is he hurting for money?
Or is it charity? Surely he's doing it for charity.
You would think so.
But if you have all that money, why wouldn't you just give the money to charity and keep your ring? You would think that would have sentimental value to you.
Also at that event, the bat that Lou Gehrig used to hit his last home run fetched $403,000. I would have thought that would have brought more than Dr. J's ring. Man. Plus, is Lou Gehrig not doing well? And does he need the money?
I don't think he wanted to touch the bat.
Wow. Well, last month in Bonita Springs, Florida, at Spanish Wells Golf Club on the par 3 128-yard fourth hole, there were three holes in one in 90 minutes. Believed to be a world record for the most holes in one on the same hole in that short of a time frame.
That's wild.
A lawyer's first rule of cross-examination is to never ask a question you don't already know the answer to, but criminal defendants who act as their own lawyers typically do not get that memo. Paul Caesar, charged with 25 robberies in Pennsylvania, began questioning his alleged victims at his trial in November. He asked the first person that he put on the stand, what did the robber sound like? And the victim answered, he sounded like you. Then the second victim got on the stand, and Caesar asked him, what did the robber sound like? And the second victim said, well, he sounded just like you. So then he decided to stop cross-examining the victims, and he was convicted on all 19 counts.
Just wanted to skip over that section of the trial,
right.
The C-section.
And finally, a heartwarming Christmas story. A family had twin boys whose only resemblance to each other was their looks. If one felt it was too hot, the other thought it was too cold. If one said the TV was too loud, the other claimed the volume needed to be turned down, or up, sorry, up. Opposite in every way, one was the eternal optimist, the other doom and gloom pessimist. Just to see what would happen, on Christmas Eve, their father loaded the pessimist room with every imaginable toy and game. The optimist room he loaded with horse manure. The next morning, the father passed by the pessimist room and found him sitting amid his new gifts, crying bitterly. Why are you crying? The dad asked. Because my friends will be jealous. I'll have to read all of these instructions before I can do anything with this stuff. I'll constantly need batteries. My toys will eventually get broken, answered the pessimist twin. Passing the optimist twin's room, the father found him dancing for joy in the pile of manure. Why are you so happy? The dad asked. To which the optimist twin replied, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere.
That's a good lesson in life.
Thank you, P1s, for another wonderful year and for being a part of our ticket family. From all of us here at Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And kids, don't do drugs.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, Junior. 7:50 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.